Ask about dementia, ask about Alzheimer's. That is the theme under which the month of activities is being held. And president of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Alzheimer's Disease and Dementia Association Incorporated, Sylvia Gould, has appealed to the public to wear the color purple this weekend to show support for people living with and affected by Alzheimer's. Gould said, this weekend's series of activities dubbed Purple Weekend is important as they seek to further sensitize Vincentians about the struggles faced by people living with and affected by Alzheimer's.
Purple Weekend is a concept that we in the association, we conceived because of the fact that purple is the color that's designated for persons to show their support of persons who have Alzheimer's disease, as well as carers, family members, everybody who's involved with that person. We are supporting them. So that's what the purple signifies. And because World Alzheimer's Day is the 21st of September, we put the weekend, so from Friday to Sunday, so that we are asking the public to wear purple from today until Sunday, so that they say, I am supporting persons living with Alzheimer's disease. We want to paint St. Vincent purple.
Gould said, one of the highlights of this weekend's activities is a health fair, which takes place today at the Old Treasury Building site in Kingston. She outlined a number of the different activities taking place during today's health fair.
Today, we are having what we call a health fair. And this health fair is going to be at the Urban Development Car Park, which is where the Treasury Building used to be on Back Street. We are going to have several other organizations collaborating with us. So we have the SDG, National Hypertension and Diabetes Association. Then we have the Nutrition Unit of the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment. We are going to have the Ministry of Mobilization collaborating with us also. And we will have the Seventh-day Adventist Mission Health and Temperance Division. And with the SDG Alzheimer's Disease and Dementia Association, we are going to do several things. We are going to have what we call cognitive screening, and we will also offer educational material, and we are going to be doing some fundraising also.
The president of the SVGADDA said the weekend's activities will continue with a church service on Sunday, which has been designated as World Alzheimer's Day 2025. She encouraged Vincentians to support their activities, as this is important in the national fight against Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia.
On Sunday, we have encouraged our members, some of us will be assembling at a particular church to just celebrate together, and other members are encouraged to celebrate in their church and to give a little update in terms of what's happening, a little bit about Alzheimer's disease, etc. Basically, we are reaching out. We want persons to know. We want persons to support us so that in return, we can support persons living with Alzheimer's even more.
President of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Alzheimer's Disease and Dementia Association Incorporated, Sylvia Gould. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.